Ladies and gentlemen, this is Killer Cross. Please do not notify the police. Your signal has been interrupted. You are now listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Tuck your chin, please, sir. Thank you.
Wow, what a fantastic gift.
I realize the title of your show, Rock and Wrestling Local 420. And I'm going to take that idea and go extreme.
Alrighty then, this is Phil Nershey of the String Cheese Incident coming to you from up in the Windy Mountain. I'm here joining Cosmic Chris on the Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
This is the big ugly J.D. Bishop, and if you're not listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420, you must be stupid!
Hey dear radio buddies, it's me, Max Volume. You are listening to Rock and Wrestling and Local 420 with Cosmic Chris.
Hey, this is Chad of the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling Podcast. When you're done listening to my show, head on over and listen to the Rock and Wrestling Local 420, and I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
Hey, folks, I got a name for you, one of your greatest podcasts and podcasts alive today. They don't call you a great podcast. They call you Rock and Wrestling in Local 420. Beat it if you can.
Hey folks, welcome to episode 194 of Rock and Wrestling Local 420. As always, I'm your host, Cosmic Chris, coming to you from my living room late Sunday night, Monday morning. So I didn't do an episode last week. I had a lot of issues to deal with the last couple weeks. And, like this morning, for instance, I've been dealing with a lot of stuff with work, with Uber and Grubhub and all sorts of stuff. And, I don't know, I woke up at Sunday morning, 9 a.m., no big deal, you know, 8:30 or 9. I sit here and I watch, you know, I will get into this right away, actually, before I get into what I'm talking about. I watched Blinded by the Light about the Pakistani kid in England that loved Bruce Springsteen's music. Fucking amazing movie. Loved it. Absolutely just loved that movie. I loved the movie so much. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, and I knew in 2019 when it came out, I said, oh, wow, that looks like a cool movie. But, you know, I mean, it took till now to see it. I mean, the movie pretty much just, this kid, his family moves from, Pakistan to Luton, England. And it's the same basic shit, you know, just like your family comes here, you know, kids are seeing the bullshit with racism and what's going on, and it's England, so you know there's a lot of racism there. And but he just literally falls in love with Bruce Springsteen and just loves every word, and he wins this poetry contest and literally gets flown to New Jersey to I forgot the name, Monmouth or something like that. So I can't remember the exact name, but it's in New Jersey, right outside of Asbury Park. And it's where Bruce Springsteen, like, you know, just the area he grew up in and all that. And just fucking amazing movie. So I'm sitting here watching this movie. Now, night before last, I had bought this store-bought fake crab, which is basically pollock, and shrimp, little cocktail thing. And so I sat here and I ate it and it tasted really good, no problem, you know. And then about 11 o'clock, I finished the movie. I decide to lay down, and about within a half an hour, I'm just getting sick. I'm on the toilet, both ends. I mean, it's just crazy. I just cannot believe I'm puking and shitting. And just all this stuff. I haven't felt like that in a long time. And for my first thing is like, oh my God, I hope I didn't come down with COVID, because all these people, they're still getting vaxxed and coming down with COVID. I'm like, God, I just went and saw Fish. But that was 3 weeks ago. No. And so I spend 2 hours or another hour just getting sick. Just, I had to lay this foam mattress by the door of my bedroom so I didn't, because my bed is high and I have a big old wooden frame bed and everything. And it's first time in my life it's, 3 feet off the fucking ground, 4 feet off the ground, you know? And so it's not something I'm used to. I'm used to having a bed that's only, you know, a couple feet off the ground, you know? Not on the floor, but, you know. And so I just, because I want to be close to the bathroom. So I end up just, after a while, just falling asleep there. And I wake up about 3:40, almost 4 o'clock, I think, quarter of 4, something like that. And I feel a fucking shit ton better. Now, I don't feel great. I still feel like shit. But I do not, I'm not, you know, puking and shitting and I'm fucking going to the bathroom every fucking 3 seconds. And so I was like, wow, maybe it ran its course. So my day started out pretty fucked up. But because of that, I also didn't go to work today. I just said, fuck it, I'm just going to take it easy, relax, hang out at home. But that's how today started. After a couple weeks of just, you know, dealing with, you know, normal stress stuff. And dealing with my pot plants that I have, you know. But I just didn't feel it last week, you know. And so much shit has happened in those 2 weeks. And the big thing that happened, and I'll get to a few things in the news. But the biggest thing that happened was the death of Norm MacDonald. I was so shocked. This is a guy I loved. He was my favorite SNL Weekend Update anchor. Him and Dennis Miller were like the best there was to this day, I think. And he was 61. He's been battling cancer for 9 or 10 years. And I'm just floored that, you know, he's gone. I'm like, you know, just, wow, man, Norm MacDonald, man. And throughout this week, all this stuff on Netflix is all these Norm MacDonald specials now. Instagram, Facebook was low. I mean, Dave Attell, Adam Sandler, like all these people are like, you know, Norm MacDonald's one of my best friends, you know, stuff like that. You know, the usual thing that happens in that group of, you know, Hollywood comedians and New York comedians. But it was just such a shocking thing, man, because I was just like, man, I mean, I loved Norm MacDonald. Absolutely one of my all-time favorite actor, comedian guys, because I just love the way he fucking poked fun at shit. You know, even if he was wrong or right, no matter what, whatever he said was always funny. So, you know, I mean, look at him on Saturday Night Live, dude, doing fucking Burt Reynolds all the time, and just, he was just so fucking funny, man, and he will definitely be missed. So, all right, I'm going to talk about a few things in music headlines before we get to our wrestling segment. So, without any further hang-ups, KK's Priest is started a tour. They started in Hamilton City, Texas, and, oh, man, it's just awesome, man. I mean, Judas Priest also started their tour back up. I love Judas Priest, but I honestly want to see KK's Priest so bad because, you know, I didn't not like Ripper Owens when he took over. It wasn't the same. I was totally Rob Halford. I was all over it. But I didn't dislike it. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of Blaze Bailey and Iron Maiden. But, you know, I didn't dislike it, you know. Well, the thing is, with Ripper, I thought it was pretty fucking cool. I liked it more than I liked Maiden. And, dude, the guy was so fucking just, he sounded just like Rob Halford, you know? So, I mean, I remember seeing him at the Warfield in the late 90s. It was just the shit, man. So, seeing KK's Priest is definitely something I want to see. Also, Ace Frehley kicks off the second date of the Alice Cooper tour. For some reason, it opened in New Jersey, and he couldn't play the first night in Atlantic City, apparently. But he's on every other show. So he finally played last night. Played a bunch of stuff. Played Parasite, Rocket Ride. Did like a medley of stuff. And I want to see Ace Frehley. I have never seen Ace Frehley solo. The closest I came was in Portland one night. Ace Frehley played the Aladdin. And I was an Ace Frehley fan from day one after he left fucking Kiss. As soon as he did Frehley's Comet, Second Sighting, Trouble Walking, those first three albums, I had those all on cassette. And I listened to them cover to cover. It was fucking amazing. And so I was a big fan. And I was still a big fan of Kiss, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I was a huge Ace Frehley solo supporter. So I really want to see Ace Frehley. I've seen Alice Cooper a few times. Alice Cooper's an awesome show. But I've never seen Ace. And I really want to see Ace. So that's on my bucket list, is trying to see Ace Frehley before he or I die. Doug Pinnick from King's X has announced a solo album, releases a song called Key Changer, which is a single off that album. I've never been a huge King's X fan, but I mean, I wouldn't mind hearing what Doug Pinnick has to say solo, you know. I mean, I didn't hate King's X, but I wasn't one of their biggest fans. And until later in life, you know, the last 10 years, I've started to kind of like King's X a lot more than I used to. Also, 51 years ago today, Black Sabbath releases Paranoid, which, you know, a lot of people don't know was originally supposed to be War Pigs, which is why the cover is the way it is. It's supposed to be the guy with the sword, you know. Because people go, Paranoid, what does that cover have to do with Paranoid? The single was written at the last minute. The album was already done. And apparently, the managers were like, where's the single? And within a day, they came up with Paranoid. And next thing you know, that's the name of the album, the main track, everything. So apparently, Eddie Van Halen is being immortalized by a new park in Pasadena. So I guess they're naming a park after him or something like that. Probably do a statue or something, or at least a memorial thing. Let's see. Also, 35 years ago today, Megadeth released Peace Sells But Who's Buying, my second favorite Megadeth album. It was my favorite Megadeth album until Rust in Peace came out. Then Rust in Peace totally knocked that out of the water. But I was huge into Peace Sells, man. I mean, I still say Peace Sells is probably one of the greatest fucking Megadeth songs ever. Because you got to think about it. You know, because you got basically Killing Is My Business, which is basically like the Kill 'Em All. You know, you got the Ride the Lightning, the second album from Metallica, which would be Megadeth's So Far, So Good, So What, which is a great album. It had their cover of Anarchy in the UK. And then basically you got Peace Sells, which would be the equivalent of the Master of Puppets. The album that really took them by storm, you know. And then the next album, Justice, would be the equivalent of Metallica album would be the equivalent of Rust in Peace. Boom. Then you got Countdown to Extinction and the Black album. So if you look at every Megadeth album, every Metallica album, they really do mirror each other. Because, you know, I mean, they gained momentum with every album until Countdown and Black, and then that was the album that shot both of them into fucking top 40 fucking radio. So, I mean, you got to give them credit, you know? I mean, like I said, I love Peace Sells. Absolutely one of the greatest Megadeth albums ever fucking been written. I was just reading this article. This is funny. Reuniting with Richie Blackmore would be no fun at all for Deep Purple, says Ian Gillan. Oh, man, that's fucking hilarious as far as I'm concerned. That's so fucking funny. Lars Ulrich says that it's way too early to talk about a new Metallica album. So, yeah, I heard him for like 7 minutes on the Eddie Trunk show last week, and he was just saying, you know, at this point, you know, they're thinking about the 30th anniversary of the Black album, and they've probably always got stuff kicking around in the studio, but right now they're more worried about this, so their heads aren't in the new album right away. So that's basically what that article is saying. Melissa Etheridge's reveals the secrets of the new album One Way Out. So basically she does an interview with Classic Rock News. I'm not going to go too into that, but she's got a new album coming out. Ozzy and I used to beat the shit out of each other, says Sharon Osbourne. That's just basically her trying to justify the fact that she probably got knocked around by Ozzy a few times. Oh, yeah, I gave it to him just as good as he gave it to me. You know, that's what that sounds like. Well, Roger Waters has released a new interview bashing Pink Floyd members again. So what else is new is on the far Pink Floyd front, you know. Finally, Axl Rose releases a statement for the Wrigley Field show in Chicago about him. Now get this, getting food poisoning and throwing up and puking and shit, which is just what I just went through this morning. So I can relate, you know, because I got to equate it to the food. I got to equate it to the crab and to the shrimp. It's just store-bought shit, you know, that just probably didn't sit well in my stomach, and I got rid of it. So, yeah, he says he thought his voice sounded like shit, and so he equated it to that because people are starting to think he was coming down with COVID, apparently, and he wanted to dispel all the COVID rumors and just say, nah, dude, I just got food poisoning. All right, let's take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and talk about some wrestling.
Hey, this is Kevin Kleinrock from Masked Republic and the Keeping It 100 with Conan podcast, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Make sure you tune in every week.
Hey, it's Pat Kelly of the West Coast Wrestling Connection and the Golf Guys Radio Show, and you're listening to my buddy, Cosmic Chris, Rock and Wrestling Local 420.
Hi, this is Keith Coogan. You may remember me as Brad from Invention and Babysitting, or Kenny from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, and you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420 with Cosmic Chris.
Hey, folks, let me tell you about DDP Yoga. At a time in my life not so long ago, I was suffering from Hep C as well as diabetes and well over 300 pounds. And a friend of mine sent me a YouTube video of this man, Arthur Borman. He was a paratrooper that had been told he would never walk again without the use of crutches. He gave DDP Yoga a try and is now one of DDP's leading success stories, as well as helping such people as Scott Hall, Chris Jericho, Gabriel Iglesias, Corey Taylor, Jake the Snake Roberts, Stevie Richards, and countless others. Diamond Dallas Page originally developed DDP Yoga for athletes such as himself who had suffered years of injury due to high-impact sports. When he ruptured his L4 and L5 spinal discs during the height of his professional wrestling career, he was so desperate to keep his childhood dream alive that he was willing to try anything. So he tried yoga for the first time. I know firsthand the benefits that DDP Yoga has to offer. Because Dallas had experience in many forms of fitness, he quickly learned how different yoga was from other traditional workouts. Soon, he started mixing elements of yoga with his rehab as well as traditional workout principles. For almost a decade, he has refined his program and has become a master at teaching it to others. DDP has saved my life. I encourage you to buy the discs as I have. Go to ddpyoga.com or you can download the DDP Yoga Now app. You can do it anywhere you want. He has cooking segments, live daily workout segments. I encourage you to check it out. Start living a healthier life. And hey, this ain't your mama's yoga.
Hey, this is Jeff Aiken from the Starfleet Leadership Academy, and you're listening to Cosmic Chris on the Rockin' Wrestling Local 420 podcast.
Well, hey, we are back to talk about wrestling. So, the past week or so, I've noticed a few things that I'm actually really enjoying. I did get a chance to watch Raw tonight. It's actually pretty good. I mean, it started out with Roman Reigns and Big E going at it. And then I don't even remember who won necessarily. I think Big E. But Bobby Lashley came out and speared them both. And then just, like, left. You know, he's pissed off about what happened last week, because last week Big E ended up getting the cashed in the money in the bank on Lashley and ended up winning the Universal Big Championship. And a lot of other stuff happened, but by the end of the night, there's a triple threat match, because Big E and Roman Reigns are just, or not Big E, but Big E, but not Roman Reigns, but Big E and Lashley both wanted a rematch or something like that, or some sort of like a triple threat. So it ended up being a triple threat with which Roman Reigns ended up winning, which he needed the win if you think about it. But it was really good. What's going on with Charlotte and Alexa Bliss with the doll Charlie is pretty exciting, because you know, she calls out Alexa, you know, like, here's a grown woman dressed like a little girl, yada, yada, yada. But then Alexa's like, oh, Charlotte, 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 like, talk a big game, you know, I'm still going to kick your ass. That's pretty nice, because I'm looking forward to seeing. I would like Alexa to win, personally. Charlotte just wins too much. I mean, she is a badass, but, you know, I'm over that. Let's see what else tonight. There was a bunch of stuff. I guess Garza is now in a team with Humberto. I forget what his last name is. You know who I'm talking about. So I guess they're a tag team, and they beat Mustafa and whoever that guy is that Mustafa's got, which I'm glad, because dude, I am sick and tired of watching Mustafa and this guy lose to fucking Mace and T-Bar for like 3 months straight. That's all it was Mace and T-Bar versus Mustafa, and every week Mace and T-Bar would win. So I'm glad Mace and T-Bar were not, pardon me, oh god, it's late Monday night, weren't even on the show tonight. So that actually made me happy that they weren't even on the show. I guess Miz is going to be Dancing with the Stars along with Kreese from Cobra Kai. There was no John Morrison tonight. There was some good things. Maybe other stuff will come to me, but That's all I can really think of right now. Oh, yeah. Shayna Baszler is just basically, you know, Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax are not a team anymore. They went at it tonight, and Shayna Baszler fucked Nia up really bad, actually. So, let's see. Oh, Natalya and Tamina lost the tag team champions Nikki Ash Rhea Ripley. And they came out and they talked about Connor's cure and stuff like that. So they came out total baby faces. And they ended up winning the tag team. So that was actually pretty good. Let's see. SmackDown last week had some good stuff. Ziggler and Bobby Roode took on somebody. I can't remember who it was. There was a match tonight, actually, getting back to Raw. There was a match the ginger with the mohawk. What the fuck, dude? The one with the broken nose. I can't believe his name's escaping me right now. But he got beat by... I can't even remember it. It'll come to me. Sheamus got beat by... I can't remember. But then Sheamus went after Damian Priest, who was watching. So that was pretty good. Back to SmackDown. Let's see. They've got this... what's his name? Baron Corbin. He lost the King thing to Nakamura. And he did this poor thing, like, give me money, you know, I'm a bum kind of thing. And then all of a sudden he hit the lotto or something. Now he's rich again. Now he's an asshole again. So he's got this gimmick that it's all right. Oh, pardon me, so bad. They're very unprofessional. But, you know, I don't re-edit these, so it's like you're going to get what you're going to get. But, let's see. There was some good stuff on SmackDown. It's just not coming to me right now. Impact has got some good stuff. So, Christian Cage now has got a team against somebody else. I can't remember who, but Christian Cage has got a team with two idiots that I don't really give a fuck about. Josh Alexander and Chris Sabin. And I'm not knocking them personally. I just, you know, don't get me wrong. When I say two idiots, I just mean their characters on the thing, because I know they're badasses on the indie circuit and they're badasses on Impact. I'm just not big fans of their gimmicks that they got. So nothing personal towards them. But and also he somehow got Eddie Edwards to team up with Sami Callihan. And now Sami Callihan, I guess, and Eddie Edwards, who have both, you know, Eddie Edwards flipped from babyface to heel many times, but now it looks like they're team babyface. They're on the same team now. Then they went into it originally, oh, we won't do it, but then they do it. And then there's a team of the heels, which is Moose, Big Cass, who is W. Morrissey, which I don't understand his name. Maybe that's the guy's real name. I don't know. But it's Big Cass, Moose. I can't even really remember who the other three people are. But, you know, there's a big thing right there. And that's the big thing as far as storyline. Which, actually, I like it. Let's see. AEW. Bryan Danielson's on AEW now. CM Punk's on AEW now. They're starting to get major star power. Ruby Riott is now Ruby Soho from the Rancid song. Ruby, Ruby, Ruby Soho. Ruby, 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 Ruby Soho. Which I think is cool. I've always loved Rancid. I mean, I'm not a huge punk fan, but what I like is hardcore, American hardcore punk. Like, I'm not into the British stuff. I'm not into really the Ramones. I respect the Ramones because to me, they started the punk thing. But them and that black band, Death. Now, not to be confused with the metal band Death, but I like Dead Kennedys. I like Suicidal Tendencies. I like TSOL, 7 Seconds, Rancid, Dead Milkmen, The Cramps, Circle Jerks, DRI, shit like that. And DRI is more of a thrash punk. Same thing with 7 Seconds. But, you know, that's the shit that I like. You know, Minor Threat, Bad Brains. That's the punk I like. I could care less about, maybe the Germs too. The Germs were a good band. But there are a lot of fucking bands from like England that I could give two shits about. So I'm not into the English punk scene. I'm into the American hardcore punk scene. And Ruby is just kicking fucking ass. She was just on Talk Is Jericho. And you know what? When she first came out with the Riot Squad, I was all over fucking Liv Morgan, dude. I thought, oh, wow, that fucking hot little blonde, you know? And Sarah Logan was cute. And I was like, oh, wow, I don't think Ruby Riott's very attractive. I have changed my tune. I think Ruby Soho, ever since she cut her hair, and I'm into short-haired chicks, and for the past maybe year, even when she was Ruby Riott, when she cut her hair, she is fucking a cute, hot little number, let me tell you, man. And she kicks ass, dude. She totally, and what I love about her is she is a real punk fan. And that's what makes her awesome. She lives her gimmick because that's who she is. So when they say they turn yourself up times 10, dude, that's Ruby. I mean, she's just the shit. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, she is just a little badass. And now that I'm seeing her on AEW, and even like I said, back in WWE, she is cute. She is sexy. She is fucking like, oh my God. Well, why was, I don't know what it was. Maybe because I just didn't dig the way she looked in the beginning with her long hair and everything. But man, I'm wrong. Because she is sexy, she's smart, and she's actually, to me, the best part of the Riot Squad. And I liked all three of them, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I like Sarah Logan, I love to Liv Morgan. But if I had to pick out the best of the three, it would probably be Ruby. Because she's the best talker, for one thing. That's why it was the Riot Squad. Which they say, she talks to Jericho about how it became, it was form of a Suicide Squad, kind of. You know, the Joker, the Harley Quinn, and the Beast. And so, yeah, I'm just loving it, man. And Bryan Danielson, God, who is he? Oh, God. Oh, man. I can't remember who he was talking about. Who he's going up against right now, but that was a big thing. Miro is taking on somebody. I can't remember who right offhand, but you know, there are some storylines that I'm following that I'm actually digging. Karrion Kross is just kicking ass. As far as NXT, I haven't seen shit on it the last few weeks. I don't know who won. Cause I see LA Knight taking on new people. And I don't see the Million Dollar Man. And Cameron Grimes is back to being Cameron Grimes. So did he win and Million Dollar Man's his, you know, is his butler or something? Because I haven't seen the Million Dollar Man. And if, or did Cameron Grimes win? Because here's the thing. I mean, I haven't seen the Million Dollar Championship in either one of them. So I don't know, but just because I didn't see that pay-per-view and because I don't do the WWE Network because I don't do Peacock. They wanted to force me to do Peacock, and I'm like, I'm not going to do it. Fuck Peacock as far as I'm concerned. So, but I definitely enjoy, I've enjoyed the last couple of weeks of some of the stuff that I've seen. I saw this guy come out and beat LA Knight, and then he went up to, oh God, who was it? Man, I can't remember who, but he went, the guy that beat LA Knight went up to the guy with the championship. It was fucking awesome. But yeah, I mean, of the storylines, that's what's coming to, you know, kind of to my mind that I remember. And those are the ones I've been enjoying. There are probably stuff that I'm forgetting. But, you know, I mean, and there is stuff that I know I don't mention every week that I see that I go, oh, wow, I want to talk about that. But then I forget about them again. So, all right, let's take another pause for the cause. We'll come back with our closing segment.
So this is Greg Golden from the Greg Golden Band, Bizarre Guitar in Reno, Nevada. And you're listening to Rock and Wrestling Local 420. Those guys rock.
This is Ryan Stasek from Umphrey's McGee. I play the bass, and I don't sing. And we're hanging out on Rockin' Wrestling, Local 420.
I'm a big gangbanger, man. I'm a gangbanger, motherfucker. See, they ain't think that we was gangbanging out in this neighborhood, but they don't know about me and my clique, dog. And if you all want to be down, shit, we can sit down and talk, you know what I'm saying?
Get your ass in here right now and finish it
Here I come. Dog, I gotta go, man. Okay. But look, meet me here tomorrow after school. Wait, I got your book. All right, meet me here around 5:30 tomorrow, dog. All right, guys.
You're gonna get in trouble.
I hope he doesn't get grounded, dude.
Yeah, me too, because then we couldn't be gangbangers.
Hey, everyone, this is Joe V, formerly of Pro Wrestling Uncut and the West Coast Wrestling Connection. You're listening to Rock and Wrestling with my man, Cosmic Chris.
Hey, it's time for our closing shout-outs. I want to throw some love to Chef Nikki Meow from the Mystic Meals podcast. She is awesome. She's one of my best friends to this day. I mean, we've been friends for 23 years and one of my absolute best friends. She was my neighbor for a couple years when she lived in Reno. Now she lives in the Valley, I think, but she's basically a famous Hollywood chef now. So check her podcast out. She's had some really awesome people on it. She's up to like 20 or 30 episodes now too, you know, so... And it's funny because she used to have a podcast before, and I inspired her, I guess, when she found out that I had a podcast, I guess I inspired her to redo a podcast again. So nothing but love for her. So check her out. She's on TikTok. She's on whatever medium you can find, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Let's see. Joe and Ed from I Live the 80s podcast. Which I love. I have got this cool relationship with Ed and Mr. Google, and I'm a big fan of Mr. Google. He talks about me all the time. I talk about him. The fun me and Mr. Google have had. But check out I Live the 80s podcast. It's on every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Check them out. You can find them anywhere. Let's see. John and Chad from the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling podcast. Chad's a good friend. Been on this show many, many times. Him and John have a podcast on Vince Russo's Realm Network called the Triple Threat Podcast with the franchise Shane Douglas. And I know them because they're on the same site as I am, Podomatic. So the Two Man Power Trip is an umbrella, and they host a bunch of other podcasts. So Chad also has another podcast called Declassified, where he breaks down old episodes of Raw, and that's really awesome. But if you check out their... Realm Network podcasts, those are really good. And I'm a big fan of Vince Russo and the almighty Disco Inferno. So, you know, check out them. I'm a Realm subscriber. I'm a brand member. It's like $3.95 a month, you know, less than $4 a month. You can't beat it. Check out their podcasts. Let's see. Check out Brian Zane, Wrestling with Regret, all W's on YouTube. Check out his show. And last but not least, check out Jeff Aiken's show from the West Coast Wrestling Connection. He was one of the announcers. He's got a podcast called the Starfleet Leadership Academy. And he breaks down old episodes of Star Trek, DS9, Voyager, etc. The new ones, the cartoon, the movies, all that shit. That's a really good podcast. I had him on the show a couple months ago, so check him out. And, you know, hey, if you ever want to find me, you can find me on YouTube. Just look up the podcast, the Rock and Wrestling Local 420. If you want to donate, you can donate to the podcast. Just go to podomatic.com/rockandwrestlinglocal420. And you can hit the PayPal donate button, because I have a little donate button that says PayPal on it. So you can PayPal it up. You can also cash at me at the money symbol, Hippie Pimp, HIPPIPIMP. Send me some money. Help give me a budget to make this podcast better. You can also email me at rockandwrestlinglocal420@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. If you got some music you want to submit or ideas, just hit me up. Let's see. I'm on facebook.com/rockandwrestlinglocal420. Like the page. And let's see, I'm on the Twitter, Punching Grogu. Now, I'm not on Twitter a lot, but, you know, catch me on there every once in a while. Like I said, Punching Grogu. Let's see. If you want to catch me where I'm absolutely most active, go to Instagram and follow and subscribe to Punching Baby Yoda. So that's who I am. I'm Punching Baby Yoda. It will always be Punching Baby Yoda. That's where I have the most subscribers. The live videos that I do, and, you know, hey, hit me up, follow me, like I said, let me know who you are, and, give me some ideas, like I said, shoot me a message. All right, stay tuned next week for episode 195 of Rock and Wrestling Local 420. See ya!